One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. And they're both assholes. Asher Brothers Podcast coming every week. Sit down, kick back, and take a little peek into their lives. Their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. Kirk and Kyle Asher sitting around gabbing, talking about nothing and what's going on in their lives. Their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. It's the Asher Brothers Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Asher Brothers Podcast. And this is one that is made up of stuff cut out of NYPD Blue Balls. If you don't know, NYPD Blue Balls is a show where my brother and I talk through every single episode of NYPD Blue, and this was usually a show where we talked about anything. Since we record NYPD Blue Balls all the time, and sometimes we get off track, I cut those things out and put them into episodes of Asher Brothers Podcast. This episode is made up of stuff from Season 5, Episode 18, Season 5, Episode 19, and Season 5, Episode 21. I hope you dig it. I'll be talking to you at the end of the episode. Until then, see you later, I guess. Peace.
Now, there was something I was going to talk to you about that we recently talked about.
Was it Dick then, Tracy?
No, it wasn't that trash fire. Kirk, I couldn't even tell you the plot of Dick Tracy. That's how shitty that movie was. Like,
yeah, I tried.
And I had to rewind it like four or five times because I kept missing things, and I still can't tell you what the fuck happened in that movie. Just a lot of bad acting.
Yeah, I think after watching it myself, because I'm trying to pinpoint exactly why it's bad. And after watching it myself, I think it has everything to do with editing and pacing and directing.
Oh, I can tell you why it's bad. Two words. Warren Beatty.
Well, I mean,
like, can yeah. you tell me, right now, don't Google nothing, can you give me five Warren Beatty movies?
It's All About Beatty, the documentary. I don't know.
Oh, okay, so a movie he's not even acting in.
I don't know any Warren Beatty shit, that's right.
Okay, I mean, you could have said Dick Tracy, but that's okay.
I assume besides Dick Tracy.
But, like, I feel like Warren Beatty is one of those actors from, like, that era where there wasn't just a lot of actors. They were, like, just, like, good-looking dudes, and they just kind of were there. And they got to, like, come along and, like, be a part of all this shit. But, like, they're not really, like, great actors that, like, do anything.
That's how I
think he's one of those.
That's how I feel about fucking Charlton Heston.
I mean, like, Planet of the Apes is a good movie.
But it has, like,
a good movie, but, like, is he a good actor? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I feel like both of those
movies. He's Charlton Heston in every movie.
I feel like both of those movies have nothing to do with Charlton Heston. Like, it has, like, if you watch Planet of the Apes, it has everything to do with the way it's written. And Soylent Green, I think, has to do more with, like...
It's the reveal.
It's also...
It's like that. I feel like Soylent Green is that that decade's, like, Sixth Sense, right?
Yeah, basically.
It was the first movie that they watched, and they were like, whoa, like, it was a twist, you know, it was crazy, like, people eating people and shit.
It has a very good, it sets a very good dystopian mood very early when, like, they show people, like, sleeping on the stairs and shit, and, like, yeah. the classism and all that, like, it does that very well, and then at the end where you're like, oh my gosh, Soylent Green is people? Holy shit. So yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Like we said, I don't think it has anything to do with Charlton Heston. But... Yeah, I remember, like, Dad and I were watching The Omega Man. Of which there are, like, three different versions of that story. Which is The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price... Omega Man with Charlton Heston, and then I Am Legend with Will Smith. And I was like,
wasn't I Am Legend based off a book?
All of those movies are based off the same book. Omega Man just took, like, the most liberties. Like,
okay.
An ungodly amount of liberties. Like, it almost doesn't even register as the same book. But,
Well, I didn't think, I mean, controversial topic, or controversial statement, like, I didn't think I Am Legend was, like, that good.
Well, no, I don't either. I don't think it's that great. I think the best one is, The Last Man on Earth of Vincent Price. But
I've never seen that one. I don't think I've ever seen a Vincent Price movie.
Well, thanks to the stream that I've been doing, I've watched like 5, and that dude is very fun.
But see, like, that dude's an actor, though. Like, that goes to what I'm saying with, like, fucking Heston and Warren Beatty. Like, that dude acted, that dude played characters. Like, I just feel like those are just white dudes who play themselves.
And because of Vincent Price's voice, they were like, well, you do Scary Dude, right? Like, you do Scary Dude? He's like, yes, I do Scary Dude.
I do Scary Dude.
It's true. Vincent Price, like, his voice is, you do the Scary Gentleman? Yes, I do the Scary Gentleman. That's my job. He was also, like, 6'5", so he was just, like, giant.
Oh yeah, so back in his day, there's not a lot of 6'5" people, so he's like an awkward 6'5".
Yeah, exactly.
Like, people aren't used to it.
There weren't many 6'5" dudes running around.
No. And I expect Tiffy to be at my parents.
Tiffy? Also, no. I mean, this is going to be completely out of left field. If you named your child Tiffany, first, don't. That's not a good name. Second, if you do, don't shorten it to Tiffy. That's stupid. That's a stupid one. Tiff, okay.
I have to say, I don't think I've met a lot of Tiffanys in my travels through life. Or maybe I have, but I don't have any friends named Tiffany.
No. It's not a friend name. Anyway, we got one more story.
Because I feel like working and going to school at APU, there's like probably tons of Tiffany's there.
Oh, there's a ton.
None of them were, like, I think, memorable enough for me to, like, put a face to a name, you know?
There was tons of Tiffany's from 7-figure households that were talking about what the poor need to do to be saved.
Well, they had all the answers. That's why they were all going to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
All you need is a little bit of Jesus, and then, you know, you'll start making money.
Like, you remember in that episode of South Park where Cartman gets AIDS, and then they go to Magic Johnson to figure out why he hasn't died yet, and then they just find out you have to inject yourself with money? That's what Christians do. They go down to Africa, and they go, just inject Jesus, and then they leave.
Oh, yeah. And then they get really upset when you say to them, hey, how do you make sure that, like, this religion that you've kind of forced upon these people to follow, like, how do you check in with them and see how they're doing and make sure that, like, everything's going okay? Oh, well, like, I mean, there's really no way to do that. We just go and we leave.
Look, you're really ruining my avocado toast by asking me about what I did and how I tried to help people, so could you not do that? Let's talk about The Bachelor. Anyway.
I mean, I was okay thinking about their poverty and their hardships when I was, like, there with them, but now that I'm back home, I don't really want to think about it.
Hey, you know what? We just really gotta stop these gay people from getting married. It ruins the sanctity. Oh, did you watch that episode of The Bachelor? Yeah, I gotta update my bracket. Fucking morons. That bothered... Oh my god, I'm never gonna get over that. We can't let gays get married, but I love a television program where a dude is trying to marry women by just banging a bunch of them, and we have straight-up March Madness brackets for the stupid women that decided to do this goddamn reality show.
And men, too. They have a bachelorette now. But, you know, these are also the same guys and girls that love a rapist president, so they're not the smartest.
Yeah, well,
I know we're not allowed to say that because we're not supposed to stereotype and put everyone into boxes and shit, but I'm sorry, people with R's next to the name are a little bit dumber. And it just is what it is, dude.
It's also pretty sad when the brave version, the brave people of a religion are the ones that come out and go, maybe he's not a good guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not a good dude. What? You can't stand with your president? I was like, you literally called Obama the Antichrist. Yeah, they bring in Dr. Monzak, played by Titus Welliver, who is a famous face. He was the man in black in Lost. On the show Lost, he was also the main character in Bosch, a show I have never seen.
He's also a really good character in on Deadwood.
Oh, I did not know that. I still need to watch Deadwood.
I think his name is Cy... No, it's not Cy Tolliver. I forgot.
Cy Snoodles?
So no, he plays like a goon for Swearingen's team.
Swearingen. His name. Team Swearingen.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams. Team Swearingen, there's Team Tolliver, I forget the other guy. I just watched season 3 not so long ago because I wanted to watch the movie, and I never got to it.
They just have great jerseys, the Swearingens. So the next scene...
Yeah, it's just a bunch of severed heads. You'd have to see the show, but...
just a bunch of severed heads.
Anyways.
Well, I don't know if you can see it. You probably can't. So Dad bought this sweater for himself, but it doesn't fit.
Uh-huh.
This is a sweater for the Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Uh-huh.
Once Dad found out about it, he's like, wait, I don't understand. What's wrong with this press conference? I was like, they tried to get the Four Seasons. He's like, but they're at some landscape shop between a porno theater or a porno shop and something else. I was like, yeah, that's because they booked the Four Seasons, a landscaping company outside Philadelphia. And then Dad laughed so fucking hard. He's like, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Well, my question is, I mean, he can spend his money however he wants, but why are we giving money to somebody that would book Trump to use their place?
We both talked about it. We think they were just like, should we tell them the truth? And the other guy's like, fuck that. Let's take their money and then make them look like idiots.
I hope so.
And then they came out with, this is also true. I wish I kept the photo. Because Dad bought some stickers.
Uh-huh.
They're coming out with some stickers. One of them is Make America Rake Again.
Okay.
And then the other one, that's why I think they're like poking fun at them, because the merch that they're coming out with is like, yeah, let's make fun of these people.
I hope so.
Man, Make America Rake Again. And then there was something else underneath it. It has their logo, and then above it, it says Make America Rake Again, and below it, it says Lawn and Order.
That's very funny.
So yeah, I think they're just cashing in on the fact that someone's a moron in that group. Or all of them, really.
Well, McFly.
So, yesterday, we did Jackbox Games. I don't know if you ever played those. But basically,
no.
You load it up on like your PlayStation or whatever system you have,
uh-huh.
Or even the computer. Then people log in with their phones, and then you play party games. Sometimes it's like Mad Libs, where you all work together, or sometimes it's like you get a prompt, and then people try to write the best thing, and then whoever, they all vote on who wrote the best. But we did one, and I made a very... People thought it was slightly tasteless, my Marty McFly Parkinson's joke. Which was great, because apparently as I said the joke, someone stepped into the stream and then wrote, this is the first thing I've ever heard you say, and then followed me.
That's pretty funny.
Because basically it was a game where you had to draw a champion, and be like, draw the champion of... cuteness, and then you draw it, and then they fight each other, and it was draw the champion of the future. So I drew Marty McFly, and then I won the match, and I was like, nothing can defeat Marty McFly except for maybe Parkinson's, and then everyone's like, oh, and I was like, okay, guys, all right, we all know, like, he's had Parkinson's for a while.
Right. The only thing that could defeat Marty McFly is a who could sit still the longest game.
Oh, man.
The only thing that could defeat Marty McFly is carrying a cup of hot coffee across the room without a top on.
The only game that Marty McFly loses is Operation.
The only thing that could defeat Marty McFly is cutting a straight line with scissors.
The only thing that could defeat Marty McFly is any coloring book.
Marty McFly really drives home the point, coloring outside the lines.
But he's really great with Jennifer, though.
Yeah.
He's self-vibrating.
Yeah.
We love Michael J. Fox.
Later on, when this show is gone, and we're done doing this podcast, and then our fame kicks in, because it'll kick in after.
Yeah, absolutely. We're playing the long game, really.
No, we're playing the real long game. Like, this is for my children's children. when it's all over, like, someone will realize that knocking in the background was actually, like, a Morse code to send you to, like, some buried treasure. But, you know.
Yes, we're involved in some straight-up Freemasons national treasure ship.
Yeah.
But the buried treasure, it's going to be on the Bill of Rights. So you better get ready to steal that shit.
Well, geez, the way Biden's talking, you know, when he takes over, there won't be a Bill of Rights.
That's right. And Martinez responds very respectfully, "This is our first one."
Did you say it was a shitty stereotype?
Well, it's not a nice thing to just attribute it to an entire group. I'm sure there are plenty of folks from that culture that do not have a lot of children, or haven't, or don't have any children.
That's true. Mormons have a lot of kids. We don't make fun. We do make fun of them about it.
Well, we make fun of Mormons about everything, because of course we do.
Well, yeah, Mormons also have a lot of kids because they're trying to, like, grow their cults. So
they also want to get as many planets as possible. Look,
there's so many out there to choose from.
Like,
so.
Mormonism is a lot like the Emperor consolidating power in Star Wars. That's what really the appeal is.
So wait. Are you saying that Mormonism is just Christianity with a little sci-fi kick to it?
No wonder it's so cool.
It's a little Christianity meets Babylon 5 or Battlestar Galactica, you know?
A random side, a friend of mine who lives in Utah said that they went to a therapist who was a Mormon in Utah, and because they don't like, for some odd reason, they don't want to drink coffee, he was drinking...
Wait, they don't want to drink coffee?
Supposedly, that's a thing. Mormons don't want to drink coffee.
Oh, yeah, they don't drink caffeine.
But that Mormon therapist offered her Mountain Dew at 9 in the morning.
What?
Yeah, he was like, "Well, I don't drink coffee, but would you like Mountain Dew?" And it's like, "What?
What?
Are we also gonna have some Doritos and play Call of Duty? Like, what are you talking?"
White people, and their fucking Mountain Dew, dude. So me and Maria watched the Country Bear Jam, the Country Bears last night.
The film based on the popular show at Disney Parks.
Yeah, it was, seeing it, it was a joy.
It was a joy, he says.
It was a joy.
I only know about the How Did This Get Made episode about it, and it really seemed like it wasn't a very good movie.
Oh, not at all. It was really bad. Like, I don't even know how to describe how bad it was.
Which is cool, because I think what they did, and I might be wrong, it's part of my conspiracy theory brain, that I think what they did is they were like, look, we want to get rid of the Country Bear Jamboree at Disneyland and put something in that people will like Winnie the Pooh. But we don't want the backlash that we got when we changed the family, was it the Robinson Family Treehouse or whatever the fuck it was? To Tarzan. So here's what we'll do. We'll make a movie based on that show that's terrible.
Wait, they got shit for turning the treehouse? Changing the treehouse?
Oh, yeah. And the reason that Tom Sawyer's Island isn't the Lost Island, which they were planning on doing, is because people basically revolted that they would change the Tom Sawyer Island as if anybody even fucking goes there.
Yeah, like, who gives a shit about Tom Sawyer's Island? No one even watches the movie Tom Sawyer anymore.
I think I've been to Tom Sawyer's Island once as a child, and that's it.
If I remember correctly, like, every time I went to Disneyland, it was one of two things about Tom Sawyer's Island. It was, oh, Tom Sawyer's Island is closed, or, hey, do you want to go? And my response was always, like, why, when I could go on, like, Indiana Jones 3 more times.
Why go
when
to
when I could try to get on that Space Mountain 2 or 3 more times.
Or I could get on Haunted Mansion 2 more times.
Yeah, anything other than Tom Sawyer.
And also, Tom Sawyer's Island, I mean, not to hate on how fat we are as a nation more than we need to, but that involves, like, all the entertainment involves you walking.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe I don't want
to. And it involves you, like, getting in a fucking canoe and rowing yourself, like, across this river that, like, you didn't think you were going to have to do physical activity at fucking Disneyland, you know?
Yeah, the, that whole, like, Rivers of America bullshit, I think that's really only there so that they can do, Fantasmic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And and what's kind of annoying is they were like, we have this idea to make the Lost Island, and everyone's like, that'll ruin the sanctity of Disneyland. And you're like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, anyone that said that...
That'll ruin the sanctity of Disneyland, but raising its prices to astronomical heights doesn't. Making it almost like $100 just to get into one park for one day isn't astronomical and ridiculous?
I think it is $100 to get into one park for a day.
Yeah. Yeah. When we used to go, it was like $45.50.
And there's only one shitty park to go to, not two.
Okay, so like, I don't think Disneyland was ever like shitty.
It was a joke. It was a joke. Well, you're spending money to go spend money, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're spending money for the ability to go spend money elsewhere. But I feel like if you signed that petition or got that upset about Tom Sawyer's Island, your name needs to go on a list, and then every time you go to Disneyland, you have to go to Tom Sawyer's Island first and spend at least 2 hours there.
That'd be pretty funny.
Because, like, to me, like, the family, the Robinson Family Treehouse, like, I don't even remember what that looked like. And they're like, we're changing it to the Tarzan Treehouse. And they're like, wah, but what about history? And you're like, no one even fucking knows what Tom Sawyer's or the Family Robinson Treehouse even is. But I've heard of
that. And I bet you if that treehouse was still around, somehow somebody, some new fucking like millennial liberal, like super crazy person would have found out that like, it was, like, a racist house or something, and they would have to get rid of it anyways. You know what I mean? So it's not like... It's like... And the other thing was, is, like, I remember when they switched out the Robinson Treehouse to the Tarzan Treehouse. Like, it wasn't, like, I wasn't into Tarzan, so I didn't care. Mm-hmm. But I remember when you would go walk through that area, like, it was right near the Indiana Jones area, too. Mm-hmm. And that shit was always crowded. Because people didn't give a fuck about the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse.
No, they did not.
The new Tarzan treehouse. It was the new fucking thing, so everyone went nuts for it and was all on it. So no one gave a fuck about the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse. You know who cared? People who are dead now. So that doesn't matter.
Oh, man. And I would have liked to go to the Lost Island. I think that'd been fun. See some cool lost shit.
It would have been great, because when you're about to leave, like, the last, like, 5 minutes would be a huge disappointment. and you would never want to watch that show again.
So when you get on the boat to come back, someone just pisses on your shoes.
Yeah. Someone just throws, like, some dust in your face and then says, "You've been in purgatory."
And just for no reason at all, the boat ride back lasts 2.5 hours, but doesn't explain why they pissed on your shoes.
Yeah. And was the character's name Hurley, the big guy?
Yeah, Hurley.
Yeah, and then you just listen to like a voiceover on the boat of him just talking about how awesome everything is, just to try to sugarcoat that it was a shitty experience.
And then the guy that played Benjamin Linus meets you at the gift shop to explain what it all means, because you're still confused.
So stupid. Man, talk about a show that, like, the first four seasons just, like, blew through everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up Superman style with a fist out, going through every wall, and then just, like...
I remember I borrowed season 3 DVDs, and I watched all of season 3 in 2 days. Like, I was just burning through it. And then I got to that finale, and then I think I was hanging out with Brie at the time. And we looked at each other, and she's like, "That sucked." And I was like, "Yeah, it did." And it was like 2.5 hours of sucking. Like, that's horrible.
Is that bad?
Well, no, it's not necessarily bad. It just shocked me, and I'm sure it'll shock some listeners. But it's fun. I got my hand on your volume control.
I'm like the Country Bears, Kirk. You need to turn me up to 11.
Yes, that's what everybody was saying about the Country Bears.
I'm sorry. I don't mean 11. I mean 12.
Russell.
Sorry.
What do you think this is?
Spinal Tap?
Are you unwrapping something right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to eat because I haven't eaten all day, so I was just trying to have, like, a little snack.
Okay.
But I'm done now. I apologize.
No, that's fine. Just a lot of crackling and crinkling.
Kirk, that's no way to describe your commentary.
Thank you. Russell is
so looking... Russell has her panties in a twist about something. Yeah. He was the bus driver in Speed.
Oh, he was the bus driver in Speed. The first one. Before.
He has one of the best lines. He has one of the best lines in a movie when Sandra Bullock is running to check the bus, or chase the bus down in the beginning because she just needs to get it to get to work or whatever. Uh-huh. He stops in, like, the middle of traffic, opens the doors, and he goes, "This ain't no bus stop." and lets her on, like, yeah, he's
the weird things we remember.
Well, that was a thing, like, when we lived in Concord, we watched Speed, and we thought that part was fucking hilarious, so we would just walk around telling, like, we would just walk around and be like, we'd look at someone and be like, "This ain't no bus stop," and then we would just, like, walk away.
Oh, man, that's
good. Anyways. The dumb shit you did when you were in, like, high school that you thought was so fucking cool.
One of those things? This ain't no bus stop.
Like I knew these guys that would play this game, and I, like, wanted to play because I thought, like, I needed to, like, play this stupid game to, like, fit in high school. But what they did is, like, they would take, like... You would take your hand like a karate chop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you would hit somebody, like, right underneath the rib cage, like, right where in the solar plex, right? Like, to try to knock the wind out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just try to do it when they weren't paying attention, like, in the middle of a conversation. And we all thought, like, it was, like, the coolest fucking thing to do. And you look back on it, like, what the fuck? What were we doing?
You were just assholes.
And, like, why did I think, like, I needed to do this to be, like, considered, like, a cool person?
Hey, Kyle, you know what? You could look back and say that. I was trying to convince other people that homosexual marriage shouldn't be legal. So, you know what? We all have things we regret about our high school days.
Yeah, and some of us thought Scott was cool, so...
Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Scott is still cool. Scott has remained cool. Scott is the shit. Sorry.
Yeah, because all those, like, all those cool ska bands keep popping up.
They do, you just don't listen to them. Okay, propaganda. Ska sucks, you suck.
Ska sucks.
Look, okay, we got rid of me... We got rid of my homophobia. We're not getting rid of ska, okay? There's nothing wrong.
There's a line that I draw, and I draw it at ska, okay?
This is the hill I'm going to die on with a checkered flag.
You can take my homophobia, but you cannot take my checkered flag and my skanking.
No. Hey, Kyle, that attitude...
Have you seen the Brooklyn Nine-Nine clip?
Yeah.
It's yeah. So fucking good, dude.
Ska is defined who I am, and I will never give up on ska. I have posted that gif in places. That is not a joke.
Oh, man.
Thank you once again for listening to the Asher Brothers podcast. I hope you listened to the entire thing. I hope you didn't just skip to right here, because that would kind of be weird. Either way, please rate and review this podcast, maybe NYPD Blue Balls if you want, on whatever platform you're using to listen to it, because that's how people see it in the algorithm, and more importantly, maybe they'll check out NYPD Blue. It's a really good show. Either way, more episodes of NYPD Blue are coming out every other Tuesday, which means there's probably going to be more Asher Brothers podcast, and I don't want to guarantee it. But I'm looking into cutting up some of the old Asher Brothers podcasts and sending you guys some old, new, old material. I just want to make sure that it's not super offensive to anybody, which I know is hilarious considering what was in this episode. Also, I wanted to clarify, apparently that Lost Island story about Disneyland is not true. So, I've been saying that lie for a long time. I apologize. I saw on Reddit that that wasn't actually a real thing that was being considered. I apologize. I'm so sorry. If you still trust me, you can find me on Twitch at Kirk Has Glasses, on the social media as Kirk Has Glasses. The show is actually Asher Bros Pod on Twitter and Asher Brothers Podcast on Instagram. As we go forward, though, please wear a mask. Make safe and healthy decisions for yourself and the vulnerable people around you. Have a good one. Peace.
Hey, Kyle, when's your men's rights meeting? Anyway.
My super proud boys, as we like to call ourselves.
Because you guys wear capes?
We do, and you gotta say super proud boys.
Super. Thanks for asking.
Our meeting is on, only on Saturdays, 12 to 3 at the local Chili's.
Get some margs and talk about some hate.
Get some margs, talk about white supremacy, and we'll probably still get as much done as the proud boys do.
Oh, my God. Hey, Kyle. Stand down and stand by.
Stand down and stand ready?
Stand by.
Oh, stand by. Stand by. Yeah.
That's me condemning your actions.